there, busy kids, and welcome to Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name is Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to have you joining me as we make musical discoveries together. One of the things that I love about doing this podcast is that as I research musical composers and instruments and styles for our episodes, I get to learn so much right alongside of you. Sometimes I learn about composers who are brand new to me. And today's episode is about a brand new to me composer and violinist named George Bridgetower. George Bridgetower was an Afro-European virtuoso violinist. Do you remember what the word virtuoso means? It's a term we use to describe musicians who are very skilled. George was born in 1778 in Poland. His father was likely of West Indian descent, perhaps from Barbados, although he claimed on his son's birth certificate to be an African prince. George's family moved from Poland to London when he was young, and by the age of 10, George was performing as a violin soloist. George gave violin concerts in major cities throughout Britain and France and caught the attention of the future King George IV, who oversaw his musical education, ensuring that he would study under the leader of the Royal Opera and with excellent teachers. He performed in the Prince's Orchestra in Brighton and London and also gave a concert in the spring of 1789 in Paris, with Thomas Jefferson and his family in the audience. Bridgetower was given leave from the Prince's Orchestra to visit his mother and brother, who was a cellist, in Germany. He later visited Vienna, where he performed with a legendary composer whose name you might recognize, Ludwig von Beethoven. Beethoven was impressed by Bridgetower's talent. So impressed, in fact, that he dedicated his violin sonata number 9 in A minor to Bridgetower, writing in the dedication, "Mixed race sonata composed for the mixed race Bridgetower." The piece was performed for a public concert in 1803 with Beethoven playing the pianoforte and Bridgetower on the violin. Beethoven also presented Bridgetower with the gift of his tuning fork, something which Bridgetower would have used to tune his violin. The piece you're listening to now is the famous Beethoven sonata, which he originally dedicated to Bridgetower. However, not long after this performance, Bridgetower allegedly insulted a woman that Beethoven knew. Beethoven was outraged and withdrew his dedication to Bridgetower, opting instead to name his sonata after a French violinist named Rodolphe Kreutzer. This scene is famously depicted in the movie Immortal Beloved, which is a biographical film about Beethoven from the 90s. Kreutzer never played the sonata, saying it had already been performed once and it was too difficult. Bridgetower continued to teach and perform throughout his life. He was elected to the Royal Society of Musicians in 1807 and earned a Bachelor of Music degree from Cambridge University. Little is known about the later years of his life, though he did marry and have a daughter who lived in Italy, where he often traveled. He died in poverty and his name was forgotten. Most of his compositional works were lost, but the ballad you're listening to now is one that we know of, as well as some exercises for the piano that he wrote. And I'll link to a playlist with performances of this work, as well as the famous Kreutzer or Bridge Tower Sonata in the episode show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/91. I'll also place a link in there to a jazz opera that was written in 2007 called Bridge Tower, A Fable of 1807, which was written to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the first parliamentary bill to abolish slavery in the city of London. In that clip of this opera, you'll see the role of George Bridge Tower, played by Cleveland Votkis. Again, you'll find the link to this playlist at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/91. I hope you've enjoyed learning more about composer and violinist George Bridge Tower in today's episode, and I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks when our next brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music airs. Bye for now.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.